When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes.
Find the right words, and there's no way this is real life. There's no telling you're the right girl, so I can only say that it feels right. It feels right. It feels right. Yeah, I can only say that it feels right. It feels right. It feels right. Yeah, I can only say that it feels right.
My name, as I hope you all know, is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, I'm going to do something a little bit different. Many of you know that this show is scripted, at least for the most part. Now, how I go about producing it, I have a general concept, sit down, do the research, read the articles, find the quotes, etc., etc., and then from there, I put together a script. I write the episode. Then I read through it. I record those readings, redo sections that I hate, edit it all together, add the music, and voila. Now, that entire process can take sometimes as much as 3-4 hours, and it's draining, and it's exhausting and tiring, and lately it hasn't been that fun. And this is me being very transparent with you. It has not been that fun lately. I mean, we've published 98 episodes now, and I'm very happy with that 98. It should have been more. I should have been more consistent. I should have kept to a daily schedule like I originally planned. But 98 is a great number. I've never run a show for this long before. So I'm happy. But that process just isn't going to work for much longer. I'm starting to realize that I can't keep going that way. And so this episode is sort of a demo, really, because I want to test out what the show sounds like when there's no script, when there's no preconceived idea of what needs to be said, when I turn on the microphone, hit record, have a topic in mind, and just go. And so it's not going to be research-backed a lot of the times. I mean, I may pull in resources that I already know. But a lot of it's going to be my point of view, what I am doing, what I'm working on, the challenges I'm facing, the struggles I'm facing, my personal solutions to things, and it's going to be very autobiographical. So it's now been a little over a week since I published episode 98. I have not published since then. I've been missing deadlines. And I think the only way that this show continues to move forward into the hundreds and 200s and ultimately to episode 1000 is if I remove all the barriers for myself, is if I create something that is fun and exciting to produce. And so that's what this trial is about. So in today's episode, and I think this is very fitting, I want to talk about consistency. I want to talk about why it is important to be consistent in all of the areas of your life that you're trying to improve. I mean, if we look at our health, our business ventures, our career, our finances, relationships, it all boils down to that one word, consistency. The difference between being successful at something and being a failure at something is how long you stuck around, how long you continued to do it, how long you tried and made sure that you improved and made sure you could move forward. That's ultimately what ends up being important. So that raises the question then, what happens when we aren't consistent? Well, let's take a specific example. Let's say that we want to lose weight. We need to consistently go to the gym. We need to consistently exercise. We need to consistently start eating better. We can't say that we want to lose weight, but then have KFC for lunch. And this is something I'm guilty of. I'm very guilty of this. I have 95% of the food that I eat is pretty healthy, but that other 5%, I'm not good. I have KFC every now and then. I have Domino's pizza. I have McDonald's sometimes. It's counterproductive. That's really what it comes down to. It's counterproductive. Being consistent means showing up, doing the things that you know you need to do in order to move forward. That's what it's about. If you say you want to lose weight, if you say you want to reduce your belly fat, then your job is to make a plan for that and show up every single day. How are you going to make this work? That is your job. Same thing with our businesses. If we want to have success with our companies, have success with our ideas, we need to sit down and make a plan and show up every single day and act in accordance with that plan. We need to start selling. We need to start developing product. We need to start figuring out the audience. We need to be consistent every single day because that's what's going to make the difference. Whether or not we show up every day for the next 3 years is what's going to allow us to stand out from all the people who don't show up. And that's the mistake I've had with this show. You know, we came out of nowhere. The podcast launched and it just exploded. You guys came and started listening, and from what you've told me, you liked it. And that's incredible to me. But I wasn't able to stay consistent. I made the barriers too high. I created a show that I could not maintain because the show wasn't bringing in money, which meant that any time I spent working on the show was time not being spent working on client projects, which then led to more stress, which then led to anxiety and depression and so many things that I've been feeling over the last few months. And so I couldn't maintain it. I could not keep going in the way that the show existed formerly. It was just too much work. And unfortunately, the show never got to the point that I could consistently monetize it and hire somebody to help me. And so I made the mistake of creating something that I could not be consistent with. And that part is vital. Because if your goal is to lose weight, if your goal is to start a business, if your goal is to get a new job, if your goal is to earn more money, if your goal is to have a closer relationship with your partner, whatever your goal is, you need to create a plan that you can actually stick with based on you and your lifestyle and your level of commitment and all of the things you need to consider. You need to create something that you can show up to every single day. And that might mean for many of you that want to start a business, that might mean that you only get to do 30 minutes of work every day. But 30 minutes of work every single day for a year is better than no work at all for a year. Pick a plan, create something that you can stick with, and you'll be able to start seeing changes. And this is a message to myself. That's what I'm trying to do now with this podcast. Originally, I started this show as a way to remind listeners that it's the tiny things you do on a day-to-day basis that matter. And I lost sight of that. I started focusing on production value and putting in hours of work on producing episodes every single day. And eventually I couldn't maintain it. I couldn't stay consistent. And now, to be honest with you, I don't know how many people are still listening. I'm recording this episode right now. I don't know if anyone's even going to hear it because I haven't published in so long. I went from publishing 7 days a week to barely ever being there. And I don't blame you if you guys unsubscribed if you haven't been listening because there's been nothing to listen to. So I made the mistake of creating a show that I couldn't be consistent with. And now we're here. I'm basically starting over. I'm reinventing the show. And hopefully there's still an audience that's willing to listen. So with all of that said, I want to wrap it up by just reiterating this point. Whatever your goal is, your job is to create a plan that you can stick with and be consistent on it. Don't worry about doing big things. Don't worry about what you need to do to make this happen. Just find the smallest things you can do that you know you can stick with and be consistent. Show up every day, do the work, and never stop. Eventually, you'll start to see some traction or you'll learn a ton about what you need to do next time. So with all of that said, I want to leave you all with this. All big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.
Find the right words, and there's no way this is real life. There's no telling you're the right girl, so I can only say that it feels right. It feels right. It feels right. Yeah, I can only say that it feels right. It feels right. It feels right. Yeah, I can only say that it feels right. Had a doubt, felt like this is just a must. Put me in perspective, I'm the deepest in the cut. Everybody tuning in, but this is just for us now. We know I ain't ballin' yet. Hoes wanna holler, oh no, I don't call them back. Girl, let me see you hold it down, we gon' have a blast. Cause I just wanna know what you gonna do with all of that. Ain't gotta say a word, I know what's up. You can have it all, watch me rip it off. I'll admit it, you got me feeling hella loved. Even when it's going down, know that we gon' live it up. Young shot caller, always been a baller. Know that you the one, I can feel it in my heart, yeah. Won't stop charging, be going come harder. I can see you and I, way beyond the stars, girl. I can never ever find the right words. And there's no way this is real life. There's no telling you're the right girl. So I can only say that it feels right. It feels right.
So right. I'm just going with the gut. Never had a doubt. this is just a must. Put me in perspective, I'm the deepest in the cut. Everybody tuning in, but this is just for us now.
So that song was JPB and Mern featuring Young Fusion, and it's called Feels Right. And I mean, I just love it. There's so many different styles. There's so many different influences. It's a fantastic song. I've had it on repeat now probably 3 or 4 times. I'm probably going to keep listening to it. It's really, really great. I really suggest you check them out. They're on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter. All fantastic artists individually, but obviously when they come together, it creates something really awesome. So check them out. Hope you enjoyed the song. Hope you enjoyed the episode. And while you are here, if you are interested in getting a free audiobook, it can be any book you want that is available on Audible, absolutely free. Just go to tinyleapsbook.com. You're going to be supporting this show. You're going to be helping me to create more episodes. And more importantly, you're going to get 100% free your first audiobook through Audible. Personally, right now, I am reading Stephen Case's new book. It's called The Third Wave, and it's all about where he sees the business world going. So for those of you who don't know, Steve Case was the CEO of AOL. So he's the guy responsible for that little dial-up tone that we all remember so fondly. And he is now a venture capitalist. He does investments, and he wrote a book sort of outlining where he sees the business world and technology going in the next 15 to 25 years. So I'm reading that. However, if you don't like reading, you can get it on Audible. So go to tinyleapsbook.com to sign up for your free trial. You'll get a free audiobook. You can get Steve Case's book. I'm personally loving it so far, and you'll be supporting the show. So check that out. Check out the artists, and I will talk to you in the next episode.